Have you considered why you are interested or drawn toward spiritual realization? Have you considered, really paid attention to, and understand, feel, sense some of the potentials, some of the possibilities, and also some of the difficulties that are involved with going far on the path to realization, becoming again what you already are? Do you recognize what you're in the middle of doing? Why you're doing it? These are questions people need to address at some time or times and continue to unfold as one goes further in towards spiritual realization, higher and more complete, comprehensive experience. Now, when I say these words, I'm talking about living again from a more inclusive perspective, a higher awareness than typically is found in this world. And what it includes is a knowing of yourself, of oneself, knowing of why you're here, what you're doing, the freedom that comes from that, an activity of knowing, placing yourself in harmony, conscious harmony with the universe and other beings, an unfolding which includes other abilities, a remembrance of things which are far beyond the scope of this life and this world. Yet most people don't realize this much or go into it very far. There's no question that you are drawn toward something which is called spiritual, whether it's of the real or realization, enlightenment, so-called, is another question. How far you want to go in the process is another question. Whether it's what you want as compared to other desires you have or other questions to consider. You know, when I say these things, what I'm saying is, and asking you, is to actually spend some time, pay attention to what it is that you really, truly desire. Because there are a lot of ways of going about this life in this world, and you're not required. You don't have somebody standing over you, beating you with a stick, or say grading you, or saying you've got to reach level 76 of spiritual realization, or you're a bad person and you're going to fail your time on earth. No, you have yourself to consider, and yourself may be far greater than what you actually think it is, or you are. Now, I have a lot of people come to me, and the understanding of what the spiritual path is, and what one is seeking, the nature of the individual, are some of the preliminary things that need to be gone through, and some things that are considered in some classes, teachings, giving books to read, material to digest, approaches to take, so a person gets a better understanding and feeling of oneself. What is it that really draws you toward this? You know, there are a lot of problems in this world. There's disease, there's disharmony, there's lack of peace, there are wars, there's falsities in interactions with folks, there's a lot of greed, a lot of hate, anger. And there's also a lot of possibilities to enjoy yourself, to be peaceful, harmonious, happy, to live a life of ease, consideration. If you ask a lot of people what they really want, they will say, well, I want to be happy. If they recognize it a little bit, there's a little unfolding, they may say, well, I feel like I need to love. I feel like I'm called to be more than just a person, my small person to give to the world. But I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want to give and do the things that I need to do to make the world a little bit better place. And all these are very worthwhile aspirations. And there's also a lot of other folks who get a feeling, a sense that there's more to life than what they are experiencing in an outer way, and that society is limiting them in some ways, the attitudes of society are constraining, that there's more to themselves that they consider that they are. And there's something that's real. They don't know quite what is really real, what exists, and what is it that one should be doing? Why am I here? This is another level of experience that a person can seek if they want. But most people are happy if they're content, relatively peaceful, don't have a great deal of disharmony in their life, and are feeling peaceful and loving at times, joyful, and through any number of means. And usually that's enough for folks. It's a very small percentage who go on with a more altruistic and open attitude and are seeking more of the real. And as a person goes further and further, there are less and less who really seek to reach those higher levels of what I refer to as realization, real experience, mystic living. These are all terms to coming back to oneself and living more as one is real. So there's a good question and to consider a series of good questions is why you're putting yourself in the path in the first place. Now, there's no question that you have some interest in it, because otherwise you wouldn't be spending the time either on the site or reading this material that's been written down at some point, listening to me speak and having an interest in going further, perhaps, trying to sort out what it is that is more real and that you can point toward, looking for answers externally through another, hoping that they might prod you in some ways. So that's a given that you have some interest, whether it is superficial, whether it's intellectual, whether it's a deeper feeling, whether it's a real heartfelt yearning. This is up to you to consider more, I believe. And if you were to place yourself in the physical context, or even the non-contact of the body, but towards somebody who's a real who has real understanding and sensitivity and knowing what's going on, and is able to guide and assist somebody, they should be able through your words that are external to spiritual guidance to get a knowing of your condition, just by your presence, just by your breath, just by talking a little bit, perhaps, of a few other things, or reading what you're saying. They know and discern what your condition is. And if they can't do that, then they got no damn business being in the guidance work. Because until they can't discern what you're doing. If they themselves haven't gotten to the point of realization experience, there's no way they can really assist you toward that. And if they can't discern your condition, then that's no of no real use to you in the long run. And you can say that everyone can be a benefit, and they can be. And certainly there are lots of things that a person can do to become happy at certain levels. There are lots of practices that people do, lots of activities that people do. And if you give 100 people enough money, that they can live easily and happily and give them the opportunity to do the things that they're attracted to, have social contacts that they would like, most people would be very content. And there isn't much more that they would yearn for. But you who are a smaller percentage and the heart is unfolding and opening and you have a desire to go further, then you have the question of why you're doing it, what is it that you're going toward, how much you're willing to give toward this, and is it really worthwhile and of greater benefit to go through what can be relatively difficult at times in the letting go of the world and remaking of the entire personality that you've got, that you put effort, time, to the extent of taking it away from other things, we'll say, of outer joyful living. Is this really what you want to do? So there are other considerations in the path, and you don't have to go through all the stuff to reach the higher levels to become moderately, reasonably happy with this world. Relatively peaceful, fairly well adjusted. And if you go far enough, you'll find that a lot of people who are in the path themselves are out of balance because of a lot of different reasons, including the fact that the particular process they're taking is incomplete, and that the people themselves who are leading are superficial in their own activities and only partway through the process, and that it's involved with cultish activities and so forth, but this satisfies people. So you have to be careful about what you're doing in these approaches. And we'll get into that part later in another talk, likely. But as you approach spiritual realization, at least from the perspective that I talk about, then there's a determination that you make, or a series of choices that you make over time, not only initially. What is it that you really want to do, and why are you doing it? Why are you willing to spend this time and effort, and are you? Now, from a lot of perspectives, you will find that people will say, well, spiritual activity is involved with higher harmony of yourself, and then they leave it at that, and they say, or they'll say, well, you can go further by doing ABC or XYZ, and that's really enough. Or you'll find people who are promoting particular aspects of practices or approaches to getting greater glimpses, we'll say, of the real, and they have found something of value in that and desire to share it with someone else. And this could be a whole range of things. There are hundreds and hundreds of activities in this world that people do, ranging from things like simple meditation practices, going to yoga practices, which can be superficial or extensive. A person who is learning even healing can go through many different approaches and can be very useful and helpful to other people. But this can also be a block and detriment to them. It can be a stopping point. Saying, well, this is enough. I feel good. I feel part harmonious with life. So I am speaking of realization and experience to the point of knowing oneself, knowing life, the universe, acting in harmony with the greater being, losing identification with yourself as smaller, as lesser, remembering, fulfilling your life in this world, living in a realm of joy, peace, harmony, love that exists regardless of the outer conditions. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to give up the world from the perspective of living within it, enjoying other people and doing natural things, because as part of yourself, we include all the world, include all the other things, not disparage them. but it does mean that they're put into the correct perspective, and that you approach them in the proper manner, proper being the appropriate way for you under the given situation and the circumstances, and to do what needs to be done in the fulfillment and the continuation of your self as a greater being. Now, these are really fine words and nice words, but they point toward some of the conditions of higher living that one has. And the question is whether you want to live like that or not, or you're satisfied living comfortably, happily, you've got enough money to pay the bills, you don't feel dejected, you're not too much out of balance, you're getting along well in life, you've got a good occupation, and so forth. If these things are enough for you, and perhaps learning some things like Tai Chi Chuan or meditation practices or some other social activities and giving, then these are the things that you should do, if that's what you want to do. Now, we do find that eventually these activities and these steps, which I consider to be superficial, as I do in the consideration of a lot of the outer activities that are given, such as concentrations, meditation practices, things like dream work, journal work, all of these are secondary and to direct experience and consciousness becoming of the one of which you are. And yet all can be very useful and helpful, and all of them can also, while they can be stepping stones, can also be blocks. And there are hundreds and hundreds of these things in the world, and I'm not saying not to do them, but to be careful in your approach to them, whether they are in the end going to assist you and bring you to the point of real experience and that freedom and that joy and that harmony and that knowing and that living of oneself that is beyond limitation, beyond form. And if it doesn't and there is still yearning for that, then the consideration of if you really want to go through what's needed to go through to reach that again. Now I'm pointing out that there are a lot of difficulties and it can be hard. The difficulties are of one's own making in the sense that you're letting go of your attachments to the lesser and letting go of the veils and the things that stand in the way rather than living what you already are and exist. And from the perspective of approaching the path, learning how to live the spiritual life or the mystic living, so to speak, the natural life of harmony of what you really are, it seems as though that you're going towards something, and you are. You're going toward that which already exists, and it seems like you're learning a lot. But rather than consider it that way, consider it from another perspective, and that is that your awakening, the awakening of the heart, the yearning for more, the sense and feeling that there's something greater that exists is nothing more than the coming back to what you already are and you've forgotten. It's you've got an amnesia of living the life externally and have forgotten what you are as a greater being. This is the other perspective. And so it's not so much as learning things new and putting new things into order and gaining all these skills and doing journal work and writing in the correct manner and sitting in groups and chanting. These aren't the things that really point toward the way. They're helpful, they're useful, they're applications that can be as a corrective, as a balance, as medicine, useful in terms of coming back to yourself, but they are not the answers in and of themselves, nor are the religions of the paths in the same manner, and we'll get into that in another talk. But rather, the difficulties that arise are in the letting go of those things which keep you from experience what you already are, which includes many, many different levels and extents of being and consciousness, and the abilities come naturally as an expression of living your life as the real, as part of the one, as part of what you exist in the first place. Now, and so all the difficulties, and I say you put yourself toward the path and it can be upsetting in your life, yes, it can be. And if you examine a lot of the teachings, guidance and books and writings and talks that are given to people as they're really approaching inner work, they'll talk about how much people will go through and how there can be these crises. But from another perspective, it's not needed at all. It is not learning all sorts of new stuff. Rather, it is letting go what is already of those things that are in the way, letting go of the veils that are in the way, letting go of the attachments. It's an unlearning of process rather than a learning. It's living again naturally what you are, the harmony of the soul of what you are. And I want to discuss this and want to give an extended metaphor as an example, and then you can consider for yourself whether it applies to yourself or not, and perhaps use it as a stepping stone for further consideration and examination of what you really want to do or not. The mystic, by which I mean the one who really knows and experiences life from the perspective of what they, of the real, of what they really are. Says there's much more to you than what you're experiencing. The awakening person, the awakening heart, where you might consider yourself, if you are indeed of that ilk, yearns for something more, gets glimpses and inklings of something more that exists. And the mystic says, yes, well, that's part of you. And then you determine whether you want to make these steps and stages in your life to regain that or to grow to that. The mystic will say, well, you already are doing that. You're already in the course of doing that. And he can see or she can see your condition and recognizes that you're in the process of remembering, re-becoming. If you were, and says, you can to fulfill your life in the world, to be free, to live in joy and harmony and peace that you are sensing and feeling that is there, to know, to fulfill the yearning of the heart, all you have to do is be yourself. And if you are yourself in realness, and you remember, you can remember and you can live from this perspective, then all other things will fall into proper relationship. And you'll know what you need to do, and you will be able then to act in a more real way that fulfills the reason for you coming into this world or incarnating in this world. The person who really sees it, knows it, feels it, experiences it, has that scope of knowing. Now, place yourself in a position in this extended metaphor and see how you would relate to yourself or to another in doing so. You have lots of experiences. You live in many different ways, many different manners. You've gained lots of different abilities. You may be able to swim, be able to work at certain tasks. Perhaps you can paint from an artistic standpoint, or paint from a house painting standpoint. Or you have abilities in carpentry, or you're a father or mother. You have all sorts of higher relationships in terms of family, friends. You have social activities where you may be able to play different kinds of sports. You have purpose in business. You have gone to college or university, or you've taken classes in certain activities in which you become proficient. You've gotten a sense of what you want to do in life, or what you're drawn to do in life. And let's say all of a sudden you, in the course of one day, are doing one of those activities, and you get amnesia, and you forget your name, you forget where you're living, you forget that you have lived in 12 different places through the world, and you forget that you've lived in all sorts of houses, and you forget the rest of your family. And you forget that you have all sorts of activities that you've done. And you forget that you have a full range of abilities, and that you can be a farmer or lawyer or Indian chief or doctor or thief or whatever it happens to be. And you're stuck, you're sort of caught in the daily life and activity that you find yourself in, whatever that happens to be. It's not important. Makes no difference. And you go along in this, and you relate to other people, and after a while you can adapt to it, and yet you feel and sense there's something more. And as you go further, you feel like even though that you can talk to other people, you're not quite happy, you're not fulfilled. And the heart is yearning for more of what you are as the complete person that you have forgotten. And so you begin to get an unfolding. You begin to get a sense of being drawn to know more about yourself. You feel incomplete. There's a lack of peace there. There's a lack of joy there. Or if you are at peace and you are happy and joyful, then there's no reason to go beyond that. And this is the case with lots and lots of people, that they're satisfied with the condition they are. But in the awakening, just as in the spiritual life, that awakens and you get a feeling that there's more to your life that exists and more to the world, something that's real. So in your amnesiac state, whatever that word is, being in a state of amnesia, not remembering what you are, and being very limited and considering yourself only of the occupation or activity that you're doing, and relating to other people from that perspective, you get this yearning to go further and to regain what you are. Now, if you were to remember that you are inclusive, you include more than just the perspective from being in a state of amnesia, of forgetting that you can dance, that you can sing, that you can, your abilities include swing dancing and include mountain climbing, and that you are a doctor and a lawyer and so forth, or that you've learned mathematics. If you can remember all these things, that is the scope of your existence as you are now in a broader way, and then from that perspective look at and say, oops, look how I'm living when I'm in a state of amnesia doing only one thing, and I've forgotten my name, my family, my relationship to all the rest of the world, the community, my purpose for working and the job I'm doing, and now I'm considering myself to be happy, living a life that is very limited compared to what I really am. And that if I could let go of this perspective, the limited perspective, enough, and I could remember what I am now, I would be able to live more inclusively of what I really am, and then I could fulfill my job, fulfill my occupation, apply my activities in a broader sense. I would be able to live more of what I truly am, rather than a very small, limited part of my greater personality. Now, from this perspective, if you could say to yourself, oh, well, I need to wake up. And if even from the amnesia state, if you would, all of a sudden, this would strike you, if you get glimpses of this, and you say, hey, I'm much, much more than what I'm now perceiving myself to be, and I have a feeling that I can remember my name, I can remember all these things that I've done before, I can remember why I'm doing what I'm doing, I can regain these skills and abilities that I have over the years, that I can have a greater consciousness and awareness, you would say, oh, and this is part of me, and I'm getting those inklings now, those senses now. Oh, this is wonderful. I can remember what I am. I can fulfill myself in this world. This is the same kind of awakening that goes through from the broader perspective, and the perspective of the more inclusive being, the one who really knows and experiences, which we can call a mystic living, the realized being who truly knows, the enlightened being who sees and experiences oneself from the broader viewpoint, the broader life, would say to you, this is essentially what most people are doing or what you're doing in your life, and that is you are living a little sliver of what you truly are. And the relationship of what you are compared to what you can be is similar to what it is when a person has amnesia and considers themselves only a sliver of what they truly are. And thus it's your decision and your choice of whether you wish to regain your larger personality and perspective of the person who has gained abilities and experiences through schooling and through experiences and relationships of people and family, sports, other activities, arts, music, and fulfill your life that way. In the same manner, it is your choice of whether you wish to regain, to remember what you are in a greater sense. And if you do, then how do you approach that? What is it that you're willing to go through to regain it, to remember, and to do? This is more of the practical process and the consideration that one goes through in terms of spiritual learning or unlearning, spiritual realization and growth, which is called remembrance. And it's what you consider in the process of pointing toward the true toward the real, toward the true spiritual approach, and then the word spirit applying to those things of breath, those things of, that are finer and more inclusive, including the longer lasting of the soul, the essence, the spirit that is carried through life and of what you are. Here I'm speaking of the broader life. Are you satisfied living the sliver of existence that you have in a state of amnesia? Or do you wish truly to become again that which you already are and fulfill your purpose for purposes for coming into this world and gaining the greater insight that you already have but have put aside and have lost that focus and lost that view by putting on the blinders of the world and letting yourself forget and become in a state of amnesia, also known as the state of prison of your own making? And then if you do, the next question, series of questions, is what is available for you to move toward that? How do you do that? And then you begin to consider more realistically all those different approaches that are called spiritual, all the different paths and activities that are presented in this world, and whether they really are useful and beneficial or not to reach that goal, and then what does that lead to? So these are some of the preliminary considerations that are necessary, I feel, in making decisions about going further and in relating that unfolding of heart and that yearning of heart toward oneself and the remembering of self. How is it that you want to live, really? Do you want to live as a sliver of your own existence in basically in a state of amnesia and forgetting and getting little tastes and unfolding and being satisfied by superficial activities, or do you really want to know and live and be and fulfill yourself as to what you are and the greatness that you already exists and of which you are a part and fulfill your intentions of coming into this world? These are questions to consider. If you do want the greater, what are you willing to give toward that?